Sefer Yehoshua Perek Chof Dalet, Pasuk Yud Dalet. Yehoshua is now warning Klal Yisrael about the dangers and temptations of serving Avodah Zarah, and we cannot fully understand the depth of the Yetzer Hara to serve Avodah Zarah, to serve idols, especially apparently within Eretz Yisrael itself. There is a medrash that says that when Ezra brought Klal Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel, there were some Jews who didn't want to return. And we know that there are many reasons. Many Jews didn't want to return for selfish reasons, monetary reasons, their non-Jewish wives. They were afraid that they couldn't go back to Eretz Yisrael because of that. But the Medrash in Shir HaShirim says that there were some Jews who were worried that the Yetzer Hara for idol worship, for Avodah Zarah, was so strong in Eretz Yisrael, particularly because rain is so scarce. And so people are desperate after a year or two seasons for rain for their crops that they'll turn to sorcery, to idolatry, to anything they can think of to try to bring rain. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had actually brought them to Egypt where they saw how powerless the Egyptian gods were. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Ve'eseh shvatim be'lohehem," I did judgment on their gods, that was a tremendous lesson. An object lesson, a practical lesson to Klal Yisrael of the meaninglessness of Avodah Zarah. But the Yetzer Hara now is very strong, and Yehoshua warns them that. One last point brought down by Rabbi Ilan Ginyan in a wonderful Sefer on Sefer Yehoshua. He says that the Chazon Ish explains in his Igros Chazon Ish that trying to describe to somebody in today's day and age what the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah was during that time is like trying to explain to a blind person what different colors look like when he has never seen a color. How do you explain the difference between green and orange to someone who has never perceived it? So we can't understand the level to which even the most pious people, great tzaddikim, were tempted into Avodah Zarah. The very famous Gemara, where King Menashe, who was brilliant, came in a dream to an Amora and explained tremendously complicated sugyas that the Amora couldn't figure out. And he asked, "Why is it that you serve Avodah Zarah if you are so incredibly brilliant? Couldn't you see the falsity of serving an idol that you yourself made?" And Menashe HaMelech said, "If you were alive in our time, you would have lifted the hem of your robe to run faster towards Avodah Zarah." So this warning is extremely crucial for Klal Yisrael at this moment, despite the very high level that they're on, having entered Eretz Yisrael and apportioned it, living through Yehoshua's last days. So, Pasuk Tesvav, V'imra be'inechem l'avodas Hashem, and if it becomes evil in your eyes, if it becomes bad, negative in your eyes to serve Hashem at some point, which eventually, unfortunately, it did, Bacharu lochem hayom esmita avodun. Then you need to choose today whom you will serve. An echo of this statement later when Eliyahu HaNavi, when he comes up against the Navi Habal at Har HaKarmel, says to them, "Well, how can you keep being like birds who jump from branch to branch? Pick one or pick the other. You can't keep vacillating between the two." So Yehoshua already said that many hundreds of years earlier. Choose today. Es mita avodun. Imes Elohim asher avdu avosei. I'm sorry. Imes Elohim asher avdu avoseicham asher me ever hanohar. If it is going to be the gods that your fathers served, the Avodah Zarahs that your fathers served, on the other side of the river, are you going to choose those Avodah Zarahs? Or is it going to be the newfangled Avodah Zarah 2.0 that you encounter now, the gods of the Amori, that you are living in their lands? Are you going to choose either one of those options? They're both bad options. They're both false options, terrible options that will destroy your future. As for I and my household, we are going to serve God. We are ma'aminim, the Malbim brings down, that we are not going to be mushpa, we are not going to be drawn, influenced by astrology, by all of the practices of the people around us. Everybody else has an iPhone, doesn't mean I have to have one. Everybody else has the new Lexus, doesn't mean I have to have one. Sure, it's going to seem more comfortable and I'll fit in better in the rich neighborhood that I'm living in. But what's the point? The point is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tremendous statement of faith by Yehoshua. And Klal Yisrael at this moment does not let him down. Vayan ha'am bayomer. The nation answered. And this is a great moment. A moment of love. A great moment of commitment. Unfortunately, it's a moment where the people miss the point. And they answered. Vayomer chalila lanu me'azov es Hashem. God forbid. Far be it from us. Chalila. Chol. Far. Far from us. To abandon HaKadosh Baruch Hu lavod Elohim acherim, to serve other gods. We would never. And that's a sort of implication that they can hold on to the Avodah Zarahs without being influenced by them. And Yehoshua is going to see right through it. It sounds like they are being very committed, but unfortunately they're holding on a little bit and rationalizing how they can get by without being influenced. And this is a real problem. And Yehoshua has to find a way to reach them, to clarify to them in his last days, knowing that his time is almost up. No, it's not enough to make excuses and justifications. You have to completely set them aside so that then you can move towards true avodas Hashem. And so first the people will finish their explanation, and then Yehoshua will undermine their arguments.